Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment, where your questions and comments matter. At 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Sometimes romantic relationships don't last. And for some people, even though they expect them to last forever, it just doesn't happen. For some couples, when they end badly. We're talking about how civility breaks down into the P word, pettiness, the little things that he or she may do to make life just that much more difficult during and even after the breakup. Are you petty after a breakup? And who do you think is more petty, men or women? Well, my guests have a lot to say about those relationship questions. Nicole Turner is a detox strategist. She has just completed a documentary entitled Real Men, Real Talk with Real Men. Is that right?
That's correct.
Real Talk with Real Men. We'll hear a little bit more about that in just a bit. Relationship counselor Tariq Omari was here, and also Elam King, author of Understanding a Man, Empowering Women with Tools for a Lasting Relationship. Yeah, we're talking about it. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Hey, everybody. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Okay. Great, great. I will say, Elam, that Nicole doesn't need your book because she's got it all together. So we're going to.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So you know, that's why she's here. They're speaking for all women who are petty. Right.
Oh, wow.
Nicole, that's
really?
Where we're starting. That's where we're starting tonight.
Yeah, that was petty.
That's where we're starting.
That is where we started.
That was the epitome of petty.
That's right.
That was a little petty.
Yeah, petty Paula and petty Peter. Let's talk about the ending a relationship. It can be difficult, Nicole. How does it become petty?
Well, it becomes petty based on the things that actually took place in the relationship. It starts there, and then how the relationship ended. If one of the people, you know, if they just went ghost on you, or they did a complete 180, or they were disrespectful, or they, you found out they were cheating on you, it could be a number of things that they did to disrespect the relationship or make the person feel a certain way. And that tends to lead to pettiness. If you feel like, oh my gosh, I gave you all of this, and this is how you end the relationship. And sometimes people find out the relationship ended by social media or by hearing about it on the streets. It's, you know, so those things lead to pettiness as well.
How do you define pettiness, Tariq?
Pettiness, I would say the way that you would define that is doing things in a way that are going to harm the other person, whether it's physically or emotionally, mentally, another any of those ways. But when you try to intentionally harm the person that you were with, that's petty.
Can pettiness really be a physical thing, though? I was always under the impression that it was just kind of an annoyance or an embarrassment. I never thought it would be a physical thing.
It depends on how petty you are. You might be of the physical petty sort. Mm-hmm. And so things could occur where you are, you know, you can be violent. You can be damaging. All those types of things. I mean, even when I say physical, it doesn't have to be person to person. It could be a car. It could be somebody riding something. I remember being at the gym one day, walking outside, and one of the weight trainers, his car said cheater on the side of it or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, that's petty. Mm-hmm. Once you break up, that's really petty.
I see. So Elam, what is the best way to address pettiness? And perhaps give me an example of what you think is just really just petty.
Ooh, well, with addressing it, one of the best ways of doing that is ignoring it. Because you have to understand, some people are, and just like Tariq kind of said with regard to, you know, different ways that people can do it, but if your maturity level is not where it needs to be at, excuse me, or if you know that the person that you're with or that you're ending the relationship with is not at a certain maturity level, you can first address it by checking yourself. checking your own emotions, because we have to remember that an argument really doesn't start until somebody reacts.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have a catalyst and then you have the reaction. And a lot of times people are looking for love or even your level of discomfort by saying something or acting a certain way, maybe utilizing the children, who knows, money or what have you, because they know what your Achilles heel is and they're looking for a reaction for you. So a major way of addressing it is checking your own emotions and knowing that this other person, your former mate or somebody who you're going to get rid of, is not in a certain space or maturity level of where you are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, petty can range for, like I said, we can utilize the children. You know, a lot of times that I've dealt with certain couples, and that, you know, the children get used. You know, maybe extra responsibilities are thrown at you just so that they know that you're going to become annoyed, and then all of a sudden the conversation goes completely left when in actuality this person just wanted to get a reaction out of you.
Yeah, that makes sense. I got to tell you this story. One of my coworkers mentioned this, and I'm going to do my best not to laugh because this is the most hilarious example of pettiness I've absolutely ever heard, where a man and a woman broke up. Guy moves out. Okay? End of the relationship, you think. Well, then she comes home and she finds that he has removed her doorbell because he installed it.
Yeah, that's real.
Oh, yeah. We have doorbells. We have cell phones shut off. We have all types of stuff.
You know, that is just... That is so childish.
I've heard people taking the doorknobs off of, you know, people's doors and everything.
Really?
Yeah.
That just fascinates me.
Mm-hmm.
If I could add in there real quick, another example is, okay, you guys are going to break up, so here you are. You live in the same place, so you go in the other room, know the person can hear you, and you're having conversation about maybe what you're going to do this weekend, about how much fun you're going to have, knowing the other person is listening and saying, okay, where are they going? What y'all doing? And then afterwards, here comes a blow up.
That's amazing. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Are you petty when it comes to the end of a relationship? Who do you think is more petty? Is it men? Is it women? Give us some examples. I'd love to hear from you at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Nicole, you've got this documentary entitled Real Talk with Real Men. Did you ever talk to anybody about being petty? Are real men petty?
The subject of pettiness did not come up.
Well, that's good to hear. That's good to hear.
But I think anybody can be petty.
Right.
But as far as the documentary, what did come up is just men sharing their opinions on relationships. And, you know, a lot of times women are very subjective. And they don't recognize that men have gone through things, especially black men being black men in America. Some of those things may have started in their childhood, their relationship with other people. And then they take that into relationships with romantic relationships. And a lot of people are fighting battles that we don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
And society has not given men a safe place to say that, hey, I'm broken or I'm going through something. And then you come into these relationships and we're expecting them to be superheroes and super, you know, beyond human, like they don't go through anything. So I kind of wanted to change the narrative because there are some crazy women out there, too. You know, I was tired of, I'm not a relationship expert, but I was tired of relationship experts always talking to the women and bashing the men. Right. So a lot of these women that you're talking to, they're in relationships with men. So you can give them all this information.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't talk to the men about what's going on, you're really not solving the problem.
You've got a screening on Sunday. Quickly tell me about that. When
yes.
and where?
So the screening is at the Old Greenbelt Theater on Sunday at 5 p.m. And that's in Greenbelt, Maryland.
Where is that specifically? Do you know? Do you have an address?
It's Centerway Lane. The address, I can't remember the exact number. But
well, I'll make sure that we post that on our website.
Thank
you. 5 o'clock on Sunday?
Yes.
Okay. How long is the documentary?
The documentary itself is about 40 minutes.
Okay. Do you talk afterwards? Are you going to have a little Q&A? Or?
So before I'm going to introduce the documentary, introduce the guys, their bio, show the documentary, and then we're going to have Q&A with the audience and my starting five
mm-hmm.
who are in the documentary. So
okay.
I think it's going to be very interesting. I think the commentary between audience members is probably going to get very interesting.
Yeah, I may even be petty. 202, thank you so much, Nicole. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Zena, calling from Maryland. What's on your mind, Zena?
I just wanted to say, you know, I've been petty. Like, I've been that petty person, and I've experienced it as well.
What did you do, Zena?
I keyed the car because I was much younger, too. I think maturity does play a part. But I chose the car because that was his thing. That was his baby, you know. And I think sometimes it's really just about not being able to express I'm hurt. And I think when you're being petty, the ultimate underlying issue is that it hurts and you want them to hurt or feel what you feel.
Okay. That's interesting. What do you think, Tariq? Is she right?
Let me say, I remember hearing an interview from Fonte from Little Brother, and he was talking about his divorce. And the thing that he said that was so profound to me that stuck with me is that when you're getting divorced, one person is trying to get free, the other person is trying to get revenge. Mm. And so what you have is that person who's trying to get revenge, they're hurt. And so they're going to hurt people. And so what they're going to try to do is find a way to hurt you as much as they feel hurt. And so, like Zena just said, she was hurt. And her way of striking back was the key to his car because she knew how important that car was to him.
Wow. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about relationship breakups and being petty. Have you been petty? Has somebody been petty with you? Who is more petty, men or women? What do you think? Jay, calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, good afternoon, or should I say good evening?
Go right ahead.
My comment is about I saw my husband now fight his ex-wife a lot. They were both petty, not sending over the right clothes, sending over the worst type of clothes, you know, these are mine, buy your own clothes while they're over there, you know, all type of pettiness, even to the point where he lost the building in the divorce. And because he lost the building in divorce, I think I'm now paying for it with some of the things that we are both experiencing. And where the house was supposed to be only in my name only, he put his name on the deed. And now we're just experiencing all type of financial difficulties. There's a book called How to Get Back at Your Ex where he actually bought the book to fight her.
Wow.
And I feel like I should have said something because I now think whatever's in that book is being used against me.
I am so sorry to hear that. That is horrible. The author of that.
It's
yeah,
really,
I mean,
yeah,
catty and petty. The author of that book is petty. God, that's awful. Right. Jay, thank you so much. Hang in there. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're going to continue this conversation after the break, but lines are still open. I want to hear from you. Have you been petty after a breakup? And what is the best way to handle it? Can't we all just get along? 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tony from Upper Marlboro, you're next, so stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're talking about relationships, breakups, and often the pettiness that follows. Who do you think is more petty, men or women? My guests are talking about it. Nicole Turner is a detox strategist. She has just completed a documentary entitled Real Talk with Real Men. And I promise that information for Sunday's screening in Greenbelt will be on our website on WHUR tonight. Relationship counselor Tariq Omari and Elam King, author of Understanding a Man, Empowering Women with Tools for a Lasting Relationship. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tony calling from Upper Marlboro. Tony, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes. I was married to a beautiful woman. And when we separated during the time of trying to figure out whether we wanted to, you know, make our marriage work, I never saw or followed Facebook. And some of my friends were calling me like, did you see Facebook? Your wife is on Facebook with this other guy. So when I went to look at the page, it was her and her ex friend of hers who she dealt with prior to us getting together and getting married. And the first time in my life, I felt that hurt and that pain that I guess she was feeling at the time. And I didn't understand it far as that, because I said to her, I said, look, we can try to work things out. But I guess the pain that she was feeling, she was trying to display it back to me based on the pictures that she was posting on the Facebook.
Okay. So how did you address that, if at all?
Well, it kind of backfired on her, because I'm not a arguer or fighter or confrontational type of man. So I never said nothing about it. When I first saw it, I felt like I wanted to call her and do the average thing with guys, cut you out and you this, you that. But I just sat back and I felt that thing in my stomach. And we finally got a chance to talk about it, you know, several months after. And I told her that, you know, that was very petty of her. And she was like, well, yeah. She said, I wanted you to feel what I felt when you left the house and left me and the kids. So I, you know.
Okay. Interesting. Tony, thank you so much. What do you think about that, Elam? Did he do the right thing by not, you know, playing petty pat and fighting back?
Well, look, that was really a textbook answer to the first thing that I spoke about. He checked his emotions. She went to let him know later on that, look, I wanted you to feel a reaction. So she threw a catalyst out there, utilizing social media, and then was looking for a reaction from him. But he recognized that and checked himself on it, even though he felt a certain way inside. And then, look, ultimately, you know, she was able to tell the truth about it. So I think that was a great way of for him to react to the situation.
What do you think about that, Tariq? I mean, do you think that is the best way? Because I think a lot of people want to fight fire with fire, and you get into this, you know, pugilistic, petty kind of activity. I'm trying to work on my alliteration today. And
good job, bro. You're doing a good job.
Yeah, thank you so much. So, you know, is there ever a time when you do fight petty with petty?
I agree with Elam. You know, you don't. That's the last thing you want to do. I think, you know, I like the fact that he keeps bringing up the emotional side of it, because it's about emotional regulation. The more petty you are, the less emotionally regulated you are. And so you're going to be doing things that may be within your character, may be outside of your character, but you're showing that you don't have good control over your emotions. And if you stoop to that same level, all you're doing is doing the same thing. And you're going to be hurting them. You're going to be striking back at someone who's already hurt. Mm-hmm. And so why get that much more petty? Why hurt someone who's already hurt and allowing your emotions to get the better of you? Yeah, of course, we want to react.
Let me add in real quickly. I know a lot of people want to use the Michelle Obama statement for voting, but we got to use that sometimes for this pettiness too, right?
Oh, when they go low, we go high? Yeah.
We go high, and that's what he did.
Yeah, I like that. There you go. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Anna, calling from Augusta, Georgia. What's on your mind, Anna?
Okay, I'm going to have to keep this kind of on a personal. I ain't going to give examples because
that's fine.
I'm from D.C. and people will know who I am.
Okay.
I will say women tend to deal with things from their heart. Men deal with things through their ego. So sometimes men can be real petty because it's not their heart that's hurt. It's their ego that's been devastated. So I'm going to have to lean a little toward men because we have issues with our heart. We eat Haagen-Dazs, watch a movie, call our girlfriends, talk about them like a dog, maybe cut a tire. Men go too extreme because their ego is involved.
So give me an extreme of pettiness, because, you know, I'm still kind of debating this. I think beyond you know, key in the car or you know, shade and passive aggressive statements. I just don't believe that violence is a part of pettiness. I think violence is violence.
And,
you know, but that, because how can violence be petty? You know, that's not petty. Suggests something small and snide. Violence is a big thing. But help me out here, Anna.
Okay.
From Augusta.
I'm going to give you an example. First of all, I have four brothers, and I've seen them do some petty things.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sitting here just talking to my husband. He's telling me how he done bust out people's windshields, ripped off their windshield wipers. That's petty.
I don't think I disagree. I think that is borderline criminal.
Right.
You know, because when you
I know that's right.
Yeah. Okay. You know because you're damaging property and I think and Anna, thank you so much. I'll give you an example. If you and this was discussed earlier by Elam when you're talking about divorcing couples, I think that, you know, petty, for example, is you're going to go pick up the kid or she's going to go pick up the child from you, and either she or you decides if you agree at 6 o'clock. And you can be there at 6 o'clock, but you decide, well, maybe I won't be there until 6:20.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe I won't be there until 6:40.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe I won't be there until 7 o'clock when he knows that she has an appointment that she needs to make at 8 o'clock. And it takes her an hour to see. You know that. That's petty.
So where do you cross the line then? Where do you cross the line between being petty and being criminal? I think that's blurred for a lot of people.
Yeah, and what do you think, Nicole? Because, I think that, you know, when you're talking about, you know, shade, for example, and I think those are really kind of, you know, petty things, things that are considered, you know, passive aggressive. But when you start damaging things.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. When you're damaging property, causing physical harm, I don't associate that with petty. Petty is, like, I can remember one time I was dating this guy.
What did you do?
No. So I made the mistake of telling him that the guy I dated previously, all the things he bought me, I put them in a box and shipped them back to him via UPS, even though he was local. I was never going to use it, right? Mm-hmm. So what he did in return, when I ended our relationship, the things that I had given him as a birthday gift, he put them on my steps in front of my house. And I was like, well, I hope my neighbors weren't out when you just... First of all, showed up at my house unannounced.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and that was real petty, right? I was like, what dude does that? You show up at my house unannounced and then you just leave stuff on the steps. Now, see, that's nothing like doing something criminal, causing physical harm or property harm. It was just like, oh, okay. So I'm going to get you back and tell you how I feel by returning the things that you gave me.
I think, what if we took this a step further, right? Because I have heard many stories, whereas petty is also, to the example earlier that you were using about, you know, you're going to pick up the child or they're coming to pick their child up or whatever case may be, and we are smelling a certain way. And we're looking a certain way on that extra fine side of the house, right? Just to stir up that emotion in you of, oh, look what you might be losing.
Yeah.
So it can
mm-hmm.
sometimes roll in that direction as well. You're wearing something that you know that person likes, or, you know, wearing a certain cologne or perfume that you know is going to make that person say, ooh.
Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, you can, like your ex-girlfriend, you know, you think you have an amicable breakup and she sends you a picture. Do you think this dress is too short? That's pet.
Yes.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, that's, and she knows that you never liked her wearing short dresses, but, you know.
Well, it don't matter now. You gone.
But see,
where
that's
petty.
But see, that's petty.
But is it though? If she knew that you didn't like her doing it, it would be different if she knew that you liked it. That I think that would be more petty. And I think that's what we have to do.
I'd have to agree a little bit, Tariq, with that being petty, because they know that your reaction, right, is going to be, wait a minute, she knew I never liked this. Why is she doing it now?
Mm-hmm. So, am I showing too much cleavage?
Yeah.
In this dress.
But why would he care if he's gone already? Why would he care about that? I think it would be the opposite reaction.
And you may not know.
Yeah, and everybody doesn't go straight to zero of not liking the person anymore, right? You still got a small percentage in there of you kind of feel a little something.
Yeah, a little attraction, right.
Right.
Yeah, so they know they're getting a little reaction from you. It could be major, or it could be, oh, you know, just that gut shot, like, ooh, she fine. Mm-hmm. Okay, never mind.
And so I think that's what we need to do. We need to actually create some kind of boundaries around what it means to be petty then. Because we're talking about, I guess, more of the emotional side, the emotional reaction than the physical. Mm-hmm. And so let's just keep it like a little box. Okay, so being petty, you cross the line from going from petty to criminal when you start breaking things.
Right.
Yeah, but keying cars.
Right. But if you're shipping things back to somebody, that's more emotional. Mm-hmm. You know, or stalking some. You know, well, stalking somebody would be more.
Criminal.
Criminal.
Right. Exactly. Right. Yeah, I think that's criminal. Let's find out what SJ from Fairfax, Virginia has to say. SJ, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes. How y'all doing today?
I'm doing okay.
I have a YouTube channel, and me and my friends, we sit down. We don't only discuss what men do, but we discuss what both parties do, because you have to look at it. It takes a two-party system to make a relationship. So one is right and one is wrong. You don't do it like that. You have to sit down and adjust and see which one is. Like the young lady said earlier, one goes with the heart and the other one with the ego. So my thing is, if you mature to sit down and talk and understand one another on certain levels, you can cure that heartache or stroke that ego in a different, you know, in a mature fashion, where though it won't harm her or it won't harm the guy. But the thing is, sometimes I think it's always about one up. Like, what if I get a one up on that person? Mm-hmm. Then that person know that I'm better than them, or, you know, they did something low and this is the reason why we broke up, or we didn't have certain things in common. So I deserve better, or she deserved better. And you were right about one thing. People will play on your emotions, especially if you like, if that woman comes out and wears something that she used to like, and she comes back to pick up that child, or she just coming by so that y'all can talk. Well, okay, I gotta go now. You already know what that's about. That's just letting you know what you missed and what you should have stayed with. But if the relationship is toxic, then you part ways and you hopefully come out, become, have a friendship at the end.
Okay.
I have been in relationships where, you know, me per se, I like older women. So mm-hmm. women like, when I was like 22, I was dating women 30-something, because the women with my age, they play games.
Yeah, well, and let me say, they, you know, they play games at 32. You know, 22, 30, 42, 82. SJ, thank you so much. When we come back, we're going to talk to Russell, calling from Atlanta, Georgia. How do you let it go? How do you just woo-saw? Don't let the pettiness fool you. Don't fall for the banana in the tailpipe. None of that stuff. Just let it go. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about being petty after a breakup. Who do you think is more petty, men or women? 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Russell, calling from Atlanta. What's on your mind?
Hello, how y'all doing?
Doing just fine. Go right ahead.
I think men and women can both be petty, and it's basically, you have to draw boundaries, man. It's just like within, whether it's a relationship or just friendship, when people think they can get over on you and things like that, you have to draw boundaries and lay guidelines and communicate. You know, because a lot of people, they become acquainted with you and then they start asking you for things and expecting things, and it's almost like, you know, it has to be a two-way street.
I'm not sure I understand what you mean, Russell. We're talking about when people separate from each other and then they begin to be kind of nasty, petty, comments, actions, and the like. Do you have any experience with somebody being petty with you, or you perhaps being petty with someone as the relationship ends or has ended?
No. I haven't been in a relationship in a while, so.
I can see how, you know, hey, you can find peace that way sometimes. You know, sometimes the best relationship is yourself. But thank you so much for giving us a call. Is there coming back to a relationship, a reconciliation, a rekindling of the romance, or the situationship after you've been petty, Elam?
Absolutely, and that can come in many different ways, whether it's that you, I always like to say one way of coming back from it is five little words, right? Go get you some business.
All right.
And I say that to say that if you've made, there are people who have made the relationship their purpose in life. So God did not put you here just to be a wife or a husband or just to have kids and to pick a fence and the dog and all that. But some of us are raised to just more go in that direction. So when we lose that, our emotions take over us because we've lost what we've always fought for. Oh, excuse me, not fought for, but what we made our primary purpose. You over here sitting in customer service, for example, you know, because your purpose you felt like is really to be a wife or a husband. Meanwhile, you know, God made you to be an orthodontist, right? Hmm. So you don't have inside of you that happiness of getting to where you really should be. So now you're just looking at the relationship and you mad.
But so you're talking about. You're talking about all the time towards that.
Yeah, but and he's talking about moving on.
He's actually talking about being entitled. You know, you feel like you're entitled to this relationship and to this person based off of your own expectations.
But I was referring to people who have been petty with each other and have broken
come back.
Up.
Right.
But in answering that, what I was saying is that you said, how do you move on?
How do they come back? Can they come back? Can they heal that relationship after, you know, after the, God forbid, the windows are broken out of the car and tires are slashed and you're telling her that, you know, she's looking a little chubby or that she's, you know, talking about your mama or something like
that. But you can't come back. I mean, I've known people who've actually been petty in their relationships and actually got married afterwards. I think it's once you begin to recognize your responsibility in the relationship and how you may have caused that person to respond a certain way. Now, people control their own level of emotions, but you can recognize what you did to get them to that place. And so if you can do that and get past it yourself and kind of apologize, then that gives them room to apologize as well, and you guys can move forward.
And I think the gentleman that spoke earlier, that was a good example. I don't know if they actually got back together, but think about it. He said a couple of months later or whatever, she came clean with why she did that, and they were able to talk that out.
Mm-hmm. In your documentary, Nicole, because we had a caller who said women deal with emotions, men deal with ego. In talking to these men, do you get the impression that they were more emotional or more egotistical?
I think it was definitely more egotistical.
Explain that.
Well, and I hate to use the word ego, because I often say women focus more on their emotions and guys tend to operate from a place of logic and rationale. So when it comes to being petty, men are emotional as well. However, what the woman did to them determines whether or not it's an emotional reaction or an ego reaction.
Why? Give me an example.
So let's say, for example, you know, we had a breakup and we were going back and forth, because we all know the initial breakup is rarely ever the first breakup. You have, like, multiple times before you break up.
Right.
And And let's say she knows you're going to be somewhere, and she's has on that little short dress that you were talking about, and all the guys are talking to her. Well, your ego's like, well, no, you were just having a conversation with me last night, and we didn't come to a resolution as to whether or not we were going to move forward, if we were going to stay. So his ego wants to tell everybody else, she still belongs to me. Now, when it comes to whether they do something like, I don't know, put something on Facebook or put something on Instagram, which seems to be the way people resolve their or expose their pettiness nowadays by putting their personal business all out there. There are some people, and like the example when he talked about his wife was on the internet with somebody else, guys will do the same thing. They'll let you know that they've moved on really quickly. And I tell people, if that person has moved on really quickly, then that person was already there in the first place, because most people don't jump that fast. But with guys and their egos, if their ego is bruised, it can lead to a lot of things that are more damaging than a woman's emotion. And some of those things may actually be violent things.
Let us hope not. Yeah, let us hope not.
But I think we need to be clear, too, that women also have egos.
Yes.
So some of their reactions are, you know, in response to how their egos have been hurt. So it's not just an emotional thing. I don't want people to think that women are just 100% emotion. No, women have egos as well.
I agree.
Let's see what Tanika has to say in Upper Marlboro. Hey, Tanika.
Hi. I just want to comment. One of the gentlemen mentioned earlier about the scenario of divorce when one person is trying to leave and the other person is trying to retaliate. And I experienced that sometimes the person who's trying, and to conclude, he said that the person who is retaliating out of hurt. Well, I've experienced that too, but I kind of experienced it on the reverse, because I was the one trying to leave, but I was leaving because of the hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And the person who, my ex-husband wanted to retaliate because I responded to the hurt I was feeling. And my response was, I'm not going to take it anymore. So my leaving him pushed him to do a lot of petty things, because he wanted to maintain control.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes the retaliation is about not about the hurt as much as it is about, let me do something to show this person I'm still going to have a certain level of control. For example, my ex realized where I moved, and he would literally drive into the driveway and put on his high beams and just sit there just to terrorize me to see how I would react. Knowing that I didn't want to call the cops because I didn't want that image for my children. So he would do little petty things like that to see how far he can go and see how far he can go to make me react in a very volatile way. So sometimes the retaliation is not really about the other person hurting as much as the other person wanting revenge and showing their level of control over you.
I think that was well shared and, mm-hmm. and well put, Tanika. Thank you so much. But you're fine now?
Oh, yes, I'm fine now. But I went through a year mm-hmm. of that. And, I mean, just silly stuff. Somebody mentioned something that they felt was very petty, said something about something they thought was very petty about a doorbell being removed.
Right.
But how about when your children's father goes into the school and just takes a seat into your child's classroom and just sits there?
Yeah,
sits
see,
there
yeah,
because that, now they want to see the child react, because the child is already emotional because of the separation.
Yeah.
So they want to see the child react and want to see how fast you're going to get there. I mean, just stuff like that sometimes simple pettiness can cause a huge impact.
But see, I don't consider that petty. That's abusive.
That's emotional terrorism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. The doorbell is petty and silly, but that's your child also.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I think that is really abusive mm-hmm. of the child. And I think that also, you know, goes back to, you know, sharing custody and using the child as a pawn to deal with unresolved issues. And I don't, and that is petty, but it also borders on not thinking about the best welfare mm-hmm. of the child. Tanika, thank you so much. I have to say, I'm just sitting here kind of thinking, gosh, that
in the driveway. I guess I'm just not that creative.
That's emotional abuse. That's emotional abuse at that point.
That's beyond petty.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have that kind of time to bother somebody. I just don't want to be bothered.
Earlier, right, with regards, I think Tariq was talking about the definition between the two on criminal and petty. To be honest with you, this is why we really can't play with petty, because it's such a fine line where it moves over whether it's into criminal or stalking or terrorist or act or whatever case it would be. So we really can't play with petty.
Right.
And so you have to make sure you stay in check with your own emotions, because it could lead, it could go from, you know, looking a certain way to then utilizing the kids to keying cars to doorbells to whatever. So it's really an area that you cannot play with. Right. But you don't know how the other person is thinking and what they're, how they're going to react.
Yeah, that's that's amazing. That's really amazing to me. I think that's a good way to end this this conversation. I want to thank Elam King and Tariq Omari, and of course Nicole Turner. That documentary, Real Talk with Real Men, at the Old Greenbelt Theater on Friday. I'm sorry, Sunday.
Sunday.
5 o'clock. Information will be on our website, WHUR.com. Congratulations, Nicole. I'm excited for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, Nicole. That's right. Go ahead and get it. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Gosh, that's just petty. That is. Stay with us. The connection is next.